USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before leaving the White House, President Trump talks about the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
Frankly, we need intelligent background checks, okay? This isn't a question of NRA, Republican, or Democrat.
The president is saying there's tremendous support for those background checks. The president also has a message for children going back to school in the wake of all these mass murders.
Well, my message to young children going back to school is go and really study hard, and someday you'll grow up and maybe be president of the United States or do something else that's fantastic. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to worry about.
The police chief of Garden Grove, California, is blaming a 2011 law for the early release of a man who went on a deadly stabbing spree. The bill shifts certain prisoners into county jails or under the supervision of county probation officers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A manhunt continues for an escaped prisoner in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A reward's going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee state employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson, now at nearly $53,000. Watson broke out Wednesday, is suspected of killing an administrator at a home near the prison.
Mississippi is dealing with the fallout from one of the largest ICE roundups ever, after almost 700 illegal aliens were detained for being in the country illegally. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News that businesses should be hiring American citizens.
They literally were using hundreds of illegals to do their work, to beat other people in their business. So they were cheating here, and they are being held accountable now thanks to ICE.
USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News.
It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in as if she was like a helpless child.
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne March with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
what I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene.
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
it's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work.
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is five times the legal limit for flight attendants. And finally, today, America's most popular forest ranger is celebrating his 75th birthday.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's right, Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's symbol of fire protection, turned 75 on Friday. Smokey is the longest-running public service ad campaign, first appearing on a poster back on August 9th of 1944. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.